Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Justin Williams, your host for Hometown Alaska at Alaska Public Media. Thank you so much for spending your Monday morning with me. You could be anywhere in the whole world right now. You could be asleep. So hopefully you're awake and enjoying the sunshine outside. I'm personally more like a plant. Give me water and sunshine and I'm up and I'm awake. I don't really do the whole coffee thing, and so either I'm on 0 or 100, and hopefully, thankfully, I'm about 90-95. I'm getting there. But hopefully this conversation will restore me and all of you listening to 100%. This morning I'm going to be talking about a place in Anchorage that has a special place in my heart, and I have fond memories as a child being there, the Fairview Recreational Center. I see it as a beacon of hope in the community and the larger Anchorage area. And my daughter and I, during this most recent spring break, went there recently to go visit, to go check out the new indoor playground. And that was really cool. And it was super exciting to be in that place again, because I hadn't realized, wow, I haven't been there in, you know, a gajillion years. But now I get to take my six-year-old there too and have her, you know, like, be able to kind of share those experiences with her. So it meant a whole lot to me. And, you know, Fairview is a fantastic community. It's a beautiful place. And the rec center is just so prominent in that area. I just really wanted to highlight it. And I'm very, very honored to introduce three guests with us today. Miss Taylor Keegan, Terry Desi, and Darina Bingham, a.k.a. Miss Bing. Taylor, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having us, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy that you guys are deciding to spend your Monday morning with me and help me get through the show today. Taylor, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do at the Fairview Rec Center?
Sure. So I am actually a landscape architect for Anchorage Parks and Recreation. So I spend a lot of my time at City Hall, but I've been working on a strategic plan with the staff at the Fairview Recreation Center, including Bing and Terry and another planner, Nicolette Dent. Mm-hmm. And I also was project manager for the recently opened inclusive playground in the auxiliary gym.
Oh, okay. Okay, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. That's really exciting. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Thank you for being on my show. I really appreciate that.
Anytime, Justin.
Yeah.
No, thank you for having us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Miss Terry Desi, Indoor Rec Superintendent. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I am doing fantastic. I'm here. I'm alive. And we have a whole lot of history and legacy to discuss. So I'm very, very happy that you're going to be here with us discussing this. And Miss Bing, the rec supervisor, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm having a great time. It's a great Monday morning with a lot of sunshine, so I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a whole lot of sunshine, a lot more than I'm used to. I'm kind of suspicious of it, you know? I'm like, I don't know. Alaska is kind of fickle when it comes to sunshine, so I'm fingers crossed, and I'm hoping that we get a whole lot of it and that it stays. But the Fairview Rec Center, it's a heck of a place. To my knowledge, it was established, I believe, in 1979. Taylor, how long have you worked there at the rec center?
So I have worked for Parks and Rec since 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, and I actually have been going to the rec center for about that amount of time, using a lot of the resources there, like the amazing weight room and occasionally playing basketball.
Mm-hmm. Right on. That's one of my favorite things about the rec center. It has a beautiful, beautiful court. And every time that you walk in there, you just kind of get that feeling and you get to see the downstairs court from right where you walk in over by, like across the windows. it's a really beautiful site. And every time I go there, it's occupied by someone. Someone is always using that facility. And that's really exciting and encouraging. Terry, how long have you worked at the rec center?
I've been with the department for 32 years in different capacities, but as the Indoor Recreation Center superintendent, I have been there about 10 years, strictly with either the Spinard Rec Center and the Fairview Rec Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And both are amazing, amazing resources for the community.
Okay. So between you, Taylor, and Tessie, we have about 17 years at the rec center. And Bing, how long have you been there?
Well, I haven't been there as long as the rest of them. I'm a retired teacher. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I taught for 26 years. And then I started as a temporary seasonal supervisor in 2014. And but have just been hired on permanently for about the last 3 or 4 years. But it's been great. But I've been using the rec center since it was built.
Right. Yeah, I kind of felt like that's the common denominator, right? We've all participated there. We've all participated in the programs there and utilized its facilities. Me and my brother spent years and years going between there and the Spinard Rec Center. We just spent a lot of time, especially during the summer, there. And we just have such good memories there. So I wanted to address this next question to Terry. What do you think are some of the rec center's key programs, which have become, more prominent? What are the rec center's more prominent programs that kind of keeps kids coming back year after year after year? Because the rec center has been an extremely prominent, establishment in the Fairview community. And I feel that has been true before COVID, for a while during COVID, and we can speak on that to a deeper degree. But what are some of the program's main centers that brings kids into the rec center consistently as the seasons change?
Well, we have a wonderful after-school program that will bring kids in from the neighborhood. It's a safe place. They do a lot of different activities, educational activities, recreational activities. It keeps them coming in. We also have a huge program at before school starts. It's called the Back to School Fair. And that's where the community, it's kind of a one-stop shop. You can come in, you can get shots we partner with the health department where you can get vaccinations. We have folks cutting hair. We have people coming in and giving physicals to the kids that are in the neighborhood. We give them supplies, school supplies for going back to school. And it's just a wonderful event. It's grown every year to this big, massive community involvement, which is really, really great to see.
Yeah. Wow. I had no idea. I did not know about that at all. I think that's marvelous. So a back to school fair, vaccinations, haircuts, physicals, and school supplies. How were things during COVID, during 2020? I think that was a rough year for everyone. How did the rec center manage during that year?
During that year, we were part of the rec center became a homeless shelter for a little bit. And then when we got back up and running back, I believe in July or August of last year, the kids are slowly starting to come back now. Mm-hmm. And it's becoming more vibrant. Folks are coming in. It's getting to be like it was pre-COVID. But we also knew that during that time, that folks couldn't come into the rec center. We also held programs out in the parking lot that kids could come in and utilize. And they were free. A lot of it was arts and crafts, but mm-hmm. we just wanted to make sure that we kept in contact with those kids. So when we did open back up, they would be excited to come back in and see us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think one of the toughest things with COVID was seeing places reopen. Because as good as that is for business, as good as it is like on paper, it's kind of hard to get people to come back, to kind of kick them back into routine of being active and getting out of the house, making sure to, you know, mask up if need be, and you know, get reestablished with people, with programs, with just being out of the house. And so I'm sure that that was a little bit of a rough transition, but I'm very, very happy to see that the center is vibrant and, you know, definitely doing its thing. Now, me and my brother, we were probably, I mean, he's 2 years older than I am, so we're probably like 8 and 10 when we went, when we started going there. And we had just moved to, you know, to, I believe, the to the east side of town from the south side, right? And we started going there a whole lot, playing basketball early in the morning before school. And those are some of my fondest memories there. So just being there, you know, was just, it's really hard to explain. I don't even know how to explain it. It was like overwhelming being there with my daughter during spring break. Speaking of spring break, I wanted to address this next question to you, Taylor. So the indoor playground, right, is such a cool idea, very inventive. And so, you know, for many parents, especially, you know, single parents like myself, it was a fantastic option for kids to be able to have that during spring break. It was an amazing resource for keeping kids active. What was the idea behind its inception, and was it strategy having it completed like around spring break? Because that just felt like such perfect timing.
Well, I'm glad you think so. it opened around spring break. Really, we just got lucky with the timing, I think. This playground has been in the works for quite a long time, and we were able to get it completed and certified. There's an official certification for playgrounds. It's called CPSI, a Certified Playground Safety Inspection. Mm-hmm. And it was just done in mid-February. So we thought it would be just great to get it open and accessible for folks to use, so families could especially come and enjoy it while school wasn't in session. And really the idea behind the playground is, I mean, we think about Anchorage as kind of the ultimate winter city.
Right.
There's lots of long months that have chilly temperatures and ice and snow. And we really saw a need for a year-round play facility.
Mm-hmm.
The weather, big driver. It also, we wanted to provide an indoor inclusive play experience in conjunction with our inclusive play strategic plan, because our department really stands by the principle that we all deserve a place to play, and facilities like the new playground give that space. And it's not only free from ice and snow, but offers options for families and kids to kind of play together regardless of age or ability.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Having gone there myself during spring break, you know, the space was pretty big. Everyone was having a whole lot of fun, and the kids were being safe, you know, and the parents were actively right there, just kind of walking around, making sure the kids were okay. It just seemed like it was a fun time, and me and my daughter had a blast. And so I definitely think that, you know, that's not only a good idea for the rec center, but it's a good idea for Anchorage, you know? And I hope that it gets a whole lot of exposure. I heard about it on, you know, Facebook randomly. Someone had just posted it and shared it and shared it and shared it. And so it's that kind of social, you know, word of mouth exposure that's going to get kids to continue to come in and pour in and have a fun and safe time there. So that's really exciting. And honestly, I can't wait to bring my daughter back. So I'm really happy that was established. Lots of kids there that I saw were young. My daughter is 6. I saw kids her age, maybe even younger, maybe going there to the center for the very first time, you know? And so I have my memories as a kid there, and now my daughter gets theirs, and her cohorts, I guess, get theirs, and I think that's pretty amazing. And so for the audience listening, this is a live show. Do you have any memories at the Fairview Rec Center as a kid? How has it influenced or shaped you in any way? Feel free to give us a call at 907-550-8433 if you're in Anchorage. 1-888-353-5752 statewide. Or just shoot us an email at hometownatalaskapublic.org. Let us know your thoughts, folks. You are a part of the show. Miss Bing, you have an interesting history. You sent me a little blurb of a little bit of your, you know, your history and your backstory. You taught 15 years at Windler Middle School.
Yep, 15. 26 total.
Oh my goodness. Most days I'm so tired I can't even count to 26. So the fact that you are able to do that, that's crazy. 15 years coaching girls varsity basketball at East High, which is now Betty Davis. And you coached high school at Seattle University?
Yeah, I was an assistant coach at Seattle University.
Okay, you were an assistant coach. Okay, I read that wrong.
After I retired from coaching.
My goodness. So is that your passion? Coaching is like kind of your thing.
Yeah, it was. Before I came back and really retired, I retired pretty young. So
yeah,
I went ahead and came back, and you know, Terry was gracious enough to hire me. Terry and I have known each other for more than 30 years.
Wow.
So, and it's great to be at Fairview because everybody that needs to find me can come to Fairview and find me, mm-hmm. whether it's for basketball or for something else. Because we do a lot of things with youth basketball, adult basketball, volleyball, and all other kind of sports, badminton. We have senior tennis. We have all kinds of stuff going on there.
Word. Absolutely. And so that was actually going to be my next question directed to you, is how does your background translate into your current role at the Fairview Rec Center? So are you as the rec supervisor, what does that mean? Does that mean that you are the head of the sports programs there? Are you responsible for organizing them? Like what are the specifics of your job at the rec center?
I just help supervise staff and help run summer camps and our after school program, mm-hmm. And work with staff to develop new programs and work with Terry. I put a big part in the back to school fair. It was kind of Terry's idea, and then we kind of ran with it, and then it got to be this huge thing. But I just work with staff and on every aspect of the rec center, whether it be getting something repaired in the weight room, or you know, working with girls' circle or a group that needs space for their thing. We just got done doing the Junior Scrubs Academy. We worked with the South Central AHEC group, and they did a camp for kids interested in medical careers. Mm. And it was fabulous over spring break.
Wow.
Fabulous.
That is super exciting. See, that's something that really excites me, because the people who are listening into our show now are probably learning a whole lot of things about the rec center that they didn't know previously. You know, I haven't gone there for as long as I did. I didn't even know that they even had something like a school fair, you know. And for a lot of people who may not be on social media a whole lot, they may not know about the indoor playground until right now, you know. So I'm happy to be a part of being able to just shine some light on the Fairview Rec Center, because it is such a, I feel like it's just such a beacon, having spent so much time in the Fairview neighborhood. And having spent so much time as a child at the center, I think it's absolutely fantastic. So, I mean, as far as between the three of you, you know, we have about, I'd say, a good 20 years of employment and experience at the actual rec center itself, the tangible center. And I feel like the center has been around since the late 70s. It's not going anywhere. Are there any programs that, and any of you can answer, are there any programs that you want to see implemented by the center or maybe something that you kind of have cooking up and working on right now that you're okay with letting people know? Because I'm excited to see what you guys, what programs are going to be there a couple of months from now, a couple of years from now.
Well, we are working on currently on the Fairview Recreation Center Master Plan, and programming is a big part of that master plan. So knowing what the community would like to see going into the center is a big thing. And folks can go ahead, and we do have a survey that's available if they would like to complete it at www.surveymonkey.com /our Fairview Recreation Center. But we anticipate grabbing a lot of programs. We're always looking for volunteers to teach classes, to teach specific skills, maybe to teach workshops, parenting workshops for us. So all they would need to do is give us a call at the rec center and we can set them up. But community involvement in teaching and mentoring and tutoring is a great thing.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that we try to do things. I mean, we have like People Mover has an information thing that they do once a month at the Fairview Rec Center. So if you needed information on that, we do college prep seminars. We have the Alaska Legal Clinic offers a landlord-tenant clinic. They're operating over Zoom, but there's all kinds of different, not always sports related things that go on at the center that I think people need to know.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. The center is very diverse and there is a huge amount of options that the people need to know about. And yeah, I think it's an exciting time for people to figure that out and to reach out and to figure out how to apply that to their everyday lives for themselves and their kids. Because some of these programs are absolutely amazing. And with that, so everybody listening, this is Hometown Alaska on Alaska Public Media with your host, Justin Williams, with your guests, Taylor Keegan, Terry Desi, and Darina Bigham. And we're talking about the history and the legacy of the Fairview Rec Center. Go ahead and give us a call if you're in Anchorage at 907-550-8433, statewide at 1-888-353-5752, or feel free to shoot us an email at hometownofalaskapublic.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska from Alaska Public Media. For more information about this episode, visit us online at alaskapublic.org.
The conversations you hear on Hometown Alaska are focused on the needs and voices of Alaskans, and the generosity of Alaskans brings them to you. Join your neighbors and become a member of your public radio station today.
Everybody, welcome back to Hometown Alaska. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Justin Williams, and today we're discussing the history and the legacy of the Fairview Recreational Center. Our guests today are Taylor Keegan, Terry Desi, and Darina Bigham. I wanted to ask you, being that this is a live show audience, have you ever visited the Fairview Rec Center? Do you have any good memories here? Feel free to give us a call. Let us know. I'd be happy to have you on the show. If you're in Anchorage, our number is 907-550-8433. Statewide, 1-888-353-5752. Or feel free to email us at hometown@alaskapublic.org. Taylor, Terry, Darina, thank you so much for joining me on this show. You know, I kind of want to tap in to a question that I felt probably a lot of people are thinking, you know, with Fairview having the reputation that it does. So, you know, despite the livability and the diversity in the area, you know, there is a narrative in Anchorage, you know, that Fairview is seen as a dangerous place. You know, someone says, I'll never go to Fairview, it's dangerous, or just that it's an underserved community, you know. And you know, I can personally attest to the fact that crimes occur in the Fairview area, but, you know, I've also seen crime in many other areas of town too. So I'm not too sure if I can sit here and honestly tell you that Fairview is just a quote unquote bad neighborhood, you know. That narrative personally seems a little bit overblown, and I'm not sure if it's really based on any real statistics, you know. And I also have to consider that I'm no longer a resident of Fairview, so maybe my perspective might be limited. But my question to you all was, how do you believe the rec center kind of combats this notion, encourages crime prevention, and continues to just bring positive attention to the neighborhoods in that area and to the residents that live in Fairview?
Oops. Well, you know, Anchorage has the distinction of being one of the most diverse cities in America, and Fairview is that perfect snapshot of that. While we can't speak to the rate of crime in the neighborhood, we can say that the recreation center and the interactions with the community, it's a diverse, very wonderful community that is there. And it's a great place. It what makes our city an incredible place to live and to work and at the rec center and to play.
Absolutely. Bing, do you have anything on that? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's Fairview Rec, called the Rec, highlights all the good thing that the neighborhood embodies. It's a safe, welcoming place for kids who need a place to go after school, to being a community hub for events, job fairs, vaccine clinics. And it tries to embody the Parks and Rec motto of healthy parks, healthy people. And we have a wonderful, active community council that is doing nothing but trying to get more things updated and advanced for the people of Fairview in that community.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really important thing to highlight. All of the good things about that neighborhood, I feel, are embodied by the rec center. And every time I go there, I have a good experience. I have a safe experience. And I think in that way, the rec center is sort of like a kind of a hub for that, you know. Every time I drive through the area, I think about the rec center. I think about the or see the churches in that area, the stores in that area, whether I'm going downtown or I'm going back south to my place. And I just think about, you know, my childhood there. And I think about all the time that me and my brother used to spend there. So I really appreciate, you know, you guys all at the rec center for kind of helping break apart this narrative that, you know, Fairview is not a good place to be or to live, that it is unsafe, that it's this or it's that. The fact of the matter is that the Fairview Rec Center provides a safe space for kids to be, for adults to be. And so I'm very, very grateful for all you guys. I'm very, very grateful for the center. This next question I wanted to direct to you, Taylor. You said you've been at the rec center for how many years? About 7 years, since 2015?
Yeah, since 2015. And I've just been helping recently with the playground and the strategic plan, but my home has been mostly at City Hall, and then I bounce back and forth. I would say Terry and Bing have functionally adopted me over there at the rec center.
That's really rad. So you're kind of like the liaison, I guess, between City Hall and the Rec Center. So as far as your work with City Hall and being sort of an honorary employee of the Rec Center, what are your primary duties? Like, what exactly do you need to do over at City Hall to ensure that the Rec Center needs or receives what it needs?
Sure. So I would say my duties, my background is landscape architecture, really are centered on planning and project management. So with this strategic plan that Terry was talking about most recently, along with my coworker Nicolette Dent, we've just been trying to really help facilitate communications with the staff. We have had a staff advisory group and the community, a community advisory group, and then recently just facilitated a workshop with the after school program there to understand the future needs of the center. So I would actually even say Terry is more of the liaison and the leader of the facility and a lot of the rec programs with City Hall, and she really does an amazing job at making sure things are connected and moving forward. And I've been really excited to work with Terry and Bing and a lot of the other staff to use my skills to organize and just get broader input to try to make the rec center really serve the needs of both the staff and the community. Mm-hmm. And I think, I'm excited, and I feel lucky to have also done a lot of projects in Fairview, like the Fairview Playground, which is another inclusive playground, and just work with the community council. Bing mentioned earlier as well that the community council is an amazing organization. They have some great leaders and some really dedicated community members that just have constant communication with the staff at the rec center, with the staff at City Hall, and the general community. It's such a wonderful place.
Absolutely. I would be inclined to agree. I've never been to the rec center and had a bad time over there. And I feel like it is not just a reflection of the best parts of Fairview, but a reflection of the best parts of Anchorage, you know? I'm just so excited to be able to have the memories that I have there and to continue to bring my daughter back there. Especially with the playground. I can't get off this idea that the playground is just so much fun. Oh my gosh, Taylor, I just had such a fun time there.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've heard when we opened it up, there was a question of whether we were gonna have designated adult hours or even hours for kind of like senior citizens, so that way there could be more engagement.
I mean, when I was there, it seemed that the parents were just as engaged as the kids were, you know. I mean, there were a few just kind of sitting down letting their kids do their thing because they were old enough to do that, but for the most part the parents were very, very active there and were just really, really involved, right? So it's kind of a fun family area. It's not really just for kids. On that, before moving on, I did want to ask you, because it seems like such a huge success, are there any plans for expansion?
Yeah, definitely. So technically, we are still working on the indoor playground. We have funding dedicated for 1% for art. And in this case, the art installation will include a sound dampening panel designed by a Fairview artist. Which will not only provide kind of an aesthetic flair and placemaking, but also marry form with function and be helpful for folks with sensory processing disorders who may use the space. So it's kind of like the whipped cream on top of the sundae.
Oh, wow.
So, and to really more directly answer your question, at this point, we haven't really identified any other locations as a potential place for another indoor playground, but that does not mean that it can't happen. And we definitely want to support what communities identify as being, you know, a priority. So we encourage folks to use their community councils as a voice to you know, highlight areas or regions where we could develop our next indoor playground.
Okay. That is really exciting. Yeah. I really, really like this idea. So I'm definitely going to be bugging you in the future about that. And you say, hey, where's the expansion? Where's the expansion? So I
can. Please do.
Absolutely. Oh, I will. No, I can't wait for that. And I think that, you know, that's going to be drawing the attention of you know, not just Fairview residents, obviously, but people all over the city, you know, all over South Alaska, hopefully. And I wanted to address this next question to Ms. Terry. You know, having been there for the time that you have, what have you seen that has drawn kids outside of the immediate Fairview area to the Fairview Rec Center?
I think mostly staff. Our staff reflect the diversity of the neighborhood. We have a very diverse staff. A lot, we've have one on staff right now that grew up in the Fairview neighborhood, came to the rec center religiously every day, and she's now a staff member. We've had a lot of staff members that have grown up, just like you, coming in and saying, I remember this place. Mm-hmm. I remember being here. And that kind of brings them in, wanting to work with the kids in the neighborhood, wanting to have them have that experience that you had and that they had with the kids.
Absolutely. I kind of feel like that is just as important as a teacher is to an educational institution. I find that if the teachers and the counselors and the principal, they don't really care, they're not really doing what they're supposed to be doing, right? The kids aren't interested. So the kids may show up, but they may not really learn anything or care to learn, right? And so I think it's really exciting to be able to hear that it's the staff that's kind of keeping the show running, that it's the staff that is drawing kids in, because they know they're going to be around people who care about them, you know, who care about what their well-being, what they're doing, how they're doing it, and are actually capable of teaching them and to be able to coach them into new sports, into new skills, into X, Y, Z, or 1, 2, 3. So that's a really great answer, and I really appreciate that. Bing, did you have any thoughts on that question? What do you see in your time at the rec center? What do you see that draws kids in from all over Anchorage outside of the Fairview area?
I think what both Taylor and Terry said is accurate. Mm-hmm. I think that we work really hard to maintain a positive relationship with the kids, from really young kids to high school students. And I think it's a safe space for them to come. Not just providing, we have food. We used to have a large food program with Kids Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And now we have Children's Lunchbox and Alaska Regional Hospital. But sometimes, you know, just that support is what a kid needs. But sometimes they need something like help with figuring out what to say for a job interview or whatever. So I think they're right in saying that. I think they're underplaying their role, Terry and Taylor's role, in drawing that out of the kids and letting them verbalize what they get from the Fairview Rec Center, and how Terry and Taylor have helped make that possible, because the staff we have is fabulous, and you know, we just all work together.
So y'all just plan humble, is what you're saying?
Basically, they are.
No, that's great. It sounds like you guys have an amazing rapport with each other, and you know, that's important for any establishment to function, you know, whether it's a church or a college or a restaurant. So to be able to have that communication with one another is, and to have that sort of that connection with each other to make sure that you guys are always on the same page and the same wavelength about what to do and how to do it to make sure that this place stays functional, stays safe, stays running, and that kids continue to come back, I think that's wonderful. And it's impressive. It's impressive that this place has been around since, you know, 1979 and is still open and is still fully functioning. I'm not saying that the place hasn't ever had its troubles. I'm sure it has, like any other place here in the city, but this place, as far as I'm concerned, has really withstood the test of time, you know? And I think that there's a very bright future ahead for the rec center, for your guys' time at the rec center. And I'm very, very excited to see that. Terry, you said you're retiring very, very soon. Is that correct?
I am. I will be retiring in September of 2023.
Congratulations. You made it.
I did. It will be 33 years.
Wow.
We're not letting her go, Justin.
Oh, is that right? Oh, man. Y'all keeping her hostage, huh?
I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but yeah.
No, that's fantastic. You've really put in a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of your energy into other people. You know, the program, sure, you know, sports and activities, sure. But what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is that what you guys care about the most are people at the end of the day. You know, it's really nice. It looks really good on paper to have these programs and to have the school fair and stuff. But it's all for the people that come in there, you know. And I look at your guys' history, the backgrounds, you know, that you told me about. All of this, all of it has to do with people. So I think you guys are perfect staff members to work at the rec center, because the rec center, beyond the programs that it has, beyond the this and the that and the money it may or may not generate or whatever, like, all of this is for the people. And that's a beautiful thing. That is the most important thing to me, because I feel safe. I've always felt safe going there. I felt safe bringing my kid there. I didn't have to question if anything was going to pop off. Nothing. Like, I felt safe there. As a grown man, I felt safe. And my daughter felt safe, too. And not because she didn't know any better. She's super curious, hyper curious almost. Very observant. You know, six-year-olds are a little too observant. You know what I'm saying? But we felt safe there. And so for everyone listening, I really hope that encourages you to take a deeper look into the rec center. I hope that encourages you to maybe break this idea or the stigma that Fairview is an unsafe place for you or your kids. I hope it continues to you know, shine a light on the community, and especially on the one place that's kind of at the epicenter of the community, because it does embody all of the beautiful things that Anchorage has to offer. It embodies the beautiful things that the Fairview community is absolutely all about. So if you are listening, welcome to Hometown Alaska on Alaska Public Media. I'm your host, Justin Williams, with guests Taylor Keegan, Terry Desi, and Darina Bigham. Feel free to give us a call if you're in Anchorage, 907-550-8433. If you're statewide, feel free to give us a call at 1-888-353-5752, or feel free to shoot us an email at hometown@alaskapublic.org. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hometown Alaska on Alaska Public Media. You can find Hometown Alaska on alaskapublic.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Hometown Alaska on Alaska Public Media. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Justin Williams, and we are discussing the history and the legacy of the Fairview Recreational Center. Our guests today are Taylor Keegan, Terry Desi, and Darina Bigham. Now, I also wanted to ask the audience, what programs had the most impact on you growing up, and Are there any programs that you would want to see happen at the Fairview Rec Center that maybe they're not, you know, they haven't done yet? I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to give us a call at, if you're in Anchorage, at 907-550-8433. Statewide at 1-888-353-5752. Feel free to shoot us an email as well at hometown@alaskapublic.org. Terry, Taylor, Darina, thank you so much for being a part of the show. We got to wrap up in just a couple of minutes, but I wanted to ask you all a question that for me means a whole lot as a lifelong Alaska resident. I'll probably be here for a little while, you know, and if I leave, I'm definitely going to come back. And when I, and let's take a look at that scenario, me leaving and then coming back later. I definitely want to see the Fairview Rec Center still thriving. I want to see it still embodying all of its core values that it does now that it did back in 1979. So the question I want to ask each of you, starting with you, Ms. Bing, what is the legacy that you hope the Rec Center leaves in the continuing years in both Fairview and the larger Anchorage area?
We hope that the center can serve not only as a hub for the local Fairview community, but also provide benefits to the broader community of Anchorage. Facilities like the new indoor playground help to get folks in the door who may have not have known about this amazing asset.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I hear you. And I also wanted to make a comment. I really like your name. And I love that your name is Bing. When did that start? Because everyone is saying Bing, Bing, Bing. No one, I don't think anyone has actually called you by your first name yet.
Terry's actually the only one that calls me by my first name because she's known me for 100 years.
Yeah.
But everybody else calls me Bing. I don't know. It's a coaching thing. Everybody called me Bing. Nobody called me Coach Bing. They just called me Bing.
Okay.
So it just, I don't know.
All right. Can I call you Coach Bing?
Yeah, if you want to. But
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Terry, you'll only hear Terry call me by my first name.
Noted. I will definitely keep that in mind. So, Miss Terry, what is the legacy that you hope the Rec Center leaves in the continuing years? You know, I mean, you're not going to be around forever. So once your retirement is in full effect and you're gone, when you look back at the Rec Center, what is it that you hope to see? You know, what do you want the legacy of the Rec Center that you've been such a pivotal part of, that you are a pivotal part of, to look like?
Well, I think Bing said it all. We want mm-hmm. to have Anchorage as a whole see the Rec Center as a beacon of light, as you say, because there's a lot of other things that we do citywide. We're an emergency shelter in the event of an earthquake or a fire. Mm. We do work with many, many groups, and that's what I would like to see is partnering with a lot of community groups. We work a lot with the health department where we're giving them space to do the COVID-19 vaccines. In December and January, we worked with the health department giving out free COVID test kits. In 3 days, we gave 5,000 kits away. Mm. That means 5,000 people came into the Rec Center to see what we offer. We want them to stop by, not just come in and out, stop by to see what we really have there. The staff, the facilities are amazing. And we want to share that. And what I hope is to have that shared with the entire Anchorage area.
Mm-hmm. And that actually brings up a question that I had in mind. You said that in 2020 during COVID that the Rec Center was converted into a homeless shelter. During that time, was it... did it serve as both the Rec Center at the same time it was a shelter, or was it completely just like a shelter and your other programs were shut down for a period of time?
The programs were shut down and the facility was shut down to the public for a period of time. They housed 49 individuals at the rec center. Mm-hmm. And during that time it was needed. And when we came back online, that was needed too. The community just embraced us opening back up.
Mm-hmm. And were you and Coach being like a kind of a pivotal part of that conversion, turning it into a shelter?
No, that was through the Office of Emergency Management.
Okay.
And we worked in conjunction with them to make that happen.
Okay. Got you. I can imagine that there might have been some people who didn't like that idea. You know, I can imagine that maybe there wasn't a totally unanimous vote about, bringing people in and housing them. Especially when the center opened back up and the programs were kind of reinstated and we're trying to get kids back in and things like that. So that must have been a little bit of a, I assume, right, that decision was a little bit of a rocky one to make, but I think it was a delightful one. I remember reading all the all the articles about that. And I was just so encouraged and so impressed because people really needed that during that time. Stigmas aside, negative perspectives aside, I think it's things like that keeps this community thriving. Like Anchorage really has Anchorage's back, you know? And I thought that was one of the most beautiful ways to see that embodied. And so that really encouraged me during that time. 2020 was a rough year for everybody and for most businesses, I believe. So I just think that's really cool. That makes me love the center even more. And, you know, we never regress to such a dark period that 2020 was, right? But we know, I guess, that, you know, if that ever happened, we know what the rec center would stand for, and we would know why it stands in the first place. And I think that's really encouraging and really exciting. Everybody in Anchorage should be encouraged by that knowledge, by what the center did and what it was converted to in 2020. So I just think that's awesome. And Miss Taylor Keegan, so you're kind of Miss City Hall, and I think you have a very, I don't want to say a different perspective, but I'd say you might even have a more unique perspective. So I wanted to ask that question to you as well. What do you want to see the rec center become? As far as the legacy, what do you want to see the legacy become, the rec center?
Yeah, thanks, Justin. I think Bing and Terry got at it, which is that we really want Fairview to not only just serve the Fairview community, but be a place where Anchorage as a whole kind of seeks out and can go. Anchorage is the largest city in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And places like the Recreation Center are like really the place that can help unify what is otherwise a relatively sprawling city. And so, you know, like the idea is that you may not live in Fairview, but we are all Alaskans. And I think we can all agree that Alaskans have a certain quality. Like we're pretty hardy and there's some individualism, but honestly, like I feel like we're just a really tight-knit community. Like you can't go to the grocery store without seeing somebody you recognize. And
right.
We want Fairview Rec to be kind of that place where people can go and meet their neighbor. And we want people to be able to feel like they can go there year round and be supported and support others.
Absolutely. I don't think that's going to be too difficult of a thing. You know, I mean, considering how long the rec center has already been up and what the rec center stands for, I think that what you want out of that is going to be easily obtainable. That it already is attained. So it just needs to be sustained now. And I think that, like you said, Anchorage being the big city that it is, as far as Alaska is concerned, a big city, there's a lot of attention in Fairview. There's a lot of attention on the rec center. So I can only hope that there's going to be even more attention on the rec center, more positive flow into and out of input and output of the rec center, right? And last question for each of you guys. Coach Bing, what is your favorite program at the rec center?
Ooh, I don't I don't know if I can answer that. I don't really have a favorite program. I like showing up every day and seeing all the kids in there and seeing everybody coming for a different purpose, either to use the pottery room or the weight room. I mean, it's different things every day. So I don't know. I don't have one.
Oh, man. All right. I'll let that slide because that was such a positive answer. Also, you guys have a pottery room?
Yeah, we have a pottery room. We have kilns up there, and people can come up. They have to bring their own clay, but there's a lot of potters that come and use our facility.
Oh my gosh.
This is a great work area. Yep, upstairs near the weight room.
See, I'm learning new stuff every day. I was an art major at UAA for the first 2 years. Like, art's my thing. I had no idea that you guys had a pottery room. I'm going to be there. I'm going to get my clay.
Come by. We'll give you a tour.
Okay. You asked for it. I'm going to be there, Coach Bing. You better be there, too. Otherwise, I will make a scene and probably cry. So, Terry, do you have a favorite program?
Definitely the back-to-school fair.
Ooh.
That is my favorite, where the community gets together. We work with a lot of different partners. It's that one-stop shop for parents in the neighborhood to come. They can get backpacks, they can get school supplies, they can get all of their health needs met. That one day brings that community together.
Mm. I love that. I think that's a splendid time, and I'll probably be there next time. So I assume it happens at like every August?
Yes.
Okay.
About the first or second week of August.
All right. That sounds good. And real quick, Taylor, do you have a favorite program?
As a basketball player, I just love the open gym hours.
Okay.
That's where my heart is. and I do just want to put in a quick pitch for the survey that Terry mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use the link that Terry said, or you can just go to our website, which is muni.org/parks. And the survey's right there, because you've been saying a lot for the whole show, call in, tell us what you want to see, tell us what you already like. And we want to keep that dialogue going. So we just want to encourage folks to go to our website and take the survey, because we want to know more. And thanks, Justin.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us at Hometown Alaska. We'll see you next time.
Hometown Alaska is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the participants and not necessarily those of Alaska Public Media, this station, or its underwriters. Hometown Alaska's theme song, Lead Dog, is by Kevin Barnett from Eagle River. Learn more about Hometown Alaska and listen online at alaskapublic.org. This is Alaska Public Media.